Hello everyone, another episode of Developer Advocate Stories, and with me today, Taylor. How are you, Taylor?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Good, good. We're still recording in the pandemic time, but I don't know if we get used to it or I don't know, but this is what we have right now. Taylor, if you can share, you know, a little bit about you, where do you work, how, you know, a little bit background about you.
Absolutely. So howdy, everyone. My name is Taylor Dolezal, and I'm a senior developer advocate at HashiCorp, mostly focused on infrastructure. So that's Terraform and just, you know, really, really just the infrastructure workflows and application delivery. So that's Waypoint, Vault, Consul, Nomad, Kubernetes, all of the above, you know, Packer, Boundary, whatever we can string together to really make your workflows better. One of the things I really like about working at HashiCorp is that it's not a focus, you know, my job is not to focus on a tool specifically, it's really to focus on those workflows. And so, you know, if you use CloudFormation, that works better for you as opposed to Terraform, fantastic. Let's talk about how you use that. You know, I really like having those conversations with people. And at the end of the day, I'm not trying to push something on you or sell you something, or just really want to understand your workflow and find ways to make that a little bit better for you.
Great. So how did you reach this role as developer advocate? It was something that you wanted, someone told you about it. How did it happen for you?
So it's so funny that the life really takes, it's just been a lot of twists and turns, to be honest with you. I think that as you go through life, you know that you want these things, you know, you can always look back and it's like, of course, that's the reason. Of course, this makes sense. When I was younger, I'd always really had a deep interest in computers. And so thought I'd really want to be a software developer. Did that for quite some time. And then started up my own business and then just made a lot of software. And then one client finally asked the question, the inevitable question, this is great. How do I deploy this? How do I run this? This, we're done, ship it, you know? And I was like, oh, I never even thought about that. And so being able to kind of, that shifted my focus into, you know, becoming like a system administrator and just kind of that focus, did that for a while, but found myself, you know, working at a big entertainment company out here in LA and found myself really diving into team discussions and interactions and giving presentations. And I just found I really enjoyed that, you know, public speaking, but with a technical flavor to it, and then still creating demos and things. So after that, you know, just after the pandemic hit, I got an email, you know, from the HashiCorp recruiting team saying, hey, would you be open to this? And I was like, you know what, I would. And then I found myself in DevRel. So at each of these times, I kind of was doing a little bit of that work before I jumped into these different roles, but getting into, you know, it just is such a great fit for me. You know, I love the work. I love what I do in DevRel. I love getting to have those conversations. I've always liked working on projects, but it just wasn't fulfilling enough to just execute in a project and then not, you know, talk to people about it and see if it's a good fit, see if it's not, see things that can be improved. So I really like the interaction levels in which I get to have with the community and with our internal teams too about what we can change and make better.
Yeah, it's a great thing to do, I believe. And if you can share a little bit about, you talk about a little bit about it, Taylor, but really there are, you know, some expectations, you know, what you are supposed to do, what you want to do, is there a little or a lot of freedom?
So we have quite a good amount of freedom. There's definitely still, you know, metrics that we try to hit and be mindful of, you know, what, at the end of the day, what are you trying to do? You can give a talk or jump onto a panel or, you know, play some games with other folks in the DevOps industry. But at the end of the day, you know, what is the brand that you're trying to kind of create for yourself is a big question that we ask, as well as, you know, what's the kind of impact that you want to have on the community and what are the discussions that you want to have? And so we're given a lot of freedom to be able to choose, you know, different events that we do, or, you know, if we want to work on like a new effort or project or set of code, we can do that as well. So I really do like the level of autonomy in being able to choose that. And it's really refreshing. I think that I've worked in startups, I've worked in big enterprises, and I've worked in some unique big enterprises where it's kind of functioned like a startup. But I think that I really just like that, you know, middle of the road experience where you have a clear set of outlined expectations, and then it's up to you to make those happen. I really like that autonomy.
Yeah, it's like the freedom. I also, my background, I startups and then enterprise and jump and go to each side. And at the end of the day, it's for me also the freedom that we get to do the things that we like. There we give our best. So you started at the really during the pandemic, you run. Is there something interesting, I don't know, something that happens to you during this time that you can share?
Yeah, absolutely. So at the previous company that I was at, I was working with and helping to manage the site reliability engineering team. You know, we were an operations team, and we really had kind of changed our focus from being a ticket-based, you know, ticket-based workflows where, you know, my TLS certificate needs to be rotated and things like that, to let's actually put some instrumentation and monitoring and, like, let's actually run efforts and help people fix problems before they happen. So that was always a lot of fun. Did quite a bit with Terraform on that front. And so during that transition, I've had a lot of fun engagements and talks with people around, you know, getting to use that experience that I had at, you know, N minus one and two and three companies using Terraform and kind of getting to roll that into everything. I think that it one of the most interesting things that I've seen thus far, and has been the most, you know, fun discussion or kind of talking point, has been pinning versions when it comes to Terraform. I think that there have been a lot of improvements in the core language and just those deliverables. And I'm never happy to see, you know, production go down. But I'd be lying if I said I don't appreciate the good dev oops stories. There's just so much to be learned from that front. So, you know, hearing about a major version shift or change is just a very technically interesting story. You know, I wish that on no one, of course, but it makes for a really, really great story and learning experience. But I think that's a big one. And I've learned personally with demos, you know, I've had things where I go and run them and then 10 minutes later, it doesn't work. And it's like, what the heck? I've run this, you know, 16 times. There's no reason this shouldn't work. This shouldn't work. And that's typically the biggest thing that bites me. I'm learning to be a lot more specific personally in where I pin versions and kind of how I source things and work with things. That it's very important.
Yeah. But like you said, sometimes from our mistakes and our failures, we learn the most. Things happen. I didn't want to the S word, but things happen. We are here to learn and to become better. So Taylor, it was a pleasure having you with us. Thank you very much for your time. You are very active in everything that you do. We can see that, and we hope to maybe do more things with you in the future.
Absolutely. No, thank you so much, Ariel. I really appreciate being on here, and always happy to be back.
Right. Thank you very much, and goodbye to everyone.